And now, it's time for the Yacht Club Show with Killer, Rev D, Dr. Jim, and Coach.
Well, welcome to a special edition of the Yacht Club Show. It's our annual music and movie review.
Yeah, highbrow. Yacht Club does the arts.
Highbrow.
Highbrow.
And we're in our backup studio today because Dr. Jim is unavailable this week.
He's busy.
He's a busy man. And
probably golfing, don't you think? He's probably in a tournament or something.
Yeah, probably. So we're in the Rev D studio, and geez, I think Gretchen Whitmer is funneling all her repair the damn road funds to your neighborhood.
Yeah,
I've never seen
so
many work crews in a neighborhood.
We got a lot going on here. Last year it was Dr. Jim's street. This year it's our street. We're finally getting some return for our tax dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, some people really raid around here. Yeah. Fix some of these other roads for goodness sake.
As long as I'm taken care of, who cares about the rest of you?
Good. Well, summertime and
the living is easy.
Living is easy, and geez, I remember those days when you'd think about Beach Boys music and you know, the latest Flaming Lips album. Remember those days, you know, summertime.
There's always top of your mind, Beach Boys and then Flaming Lips. Maybe Flaming Lips then Beach Boys is what you thought of.
But speaking of which, the Lips have a new album out.
Yeah.
And I understand you've had a chance to give it a listen.
Killer, I did. Have you listened to it yet?
I have not listened to it yet.
Okay. All right. So you're kind of a Lips aficionado.
Lips aficionado, yes.
Okay. And I think as Dr. Jim pointed out one time, the Lips are an acquired taste. Okay,
it's fair.
All right, now, how would you describe what is it? Techno or what? What would you?
Yeah,
describe
I think you know. There's some classic rock elements. There's techno.
Well, it reminded me of Yes,
progressive rock.
To some a little more techno, but it was more of that. Yes, if I can bring it to what some of our listeners may. Of course, maybe we got a lot of Flaming Lips.
There you go. So there's a lot of sound effects and weird stuff like that,
weird stuff.
Right?
There you go.
Well, why don't we just call it weird?
Yeah, okay, weird.
It's weird music.
Weird music. It is. That's, you know, it's very aptly put.
It is with the Lips.
Weird music.
Yeah. So tell us what you think. Is there a story or something on this CD?
Well, like I said, it's a story. It is a concept album.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, it's called King's Mouth.
The King's Mouth.
Okay, and I listened to it twice, just without knowing anything about it, just listened to it. And I got to tell you, I was whelmed.
You were not overwhelmed or underwhelmed, you were just whelmed.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It was just, the first time through, it's, man, this is some weird stuff. Okay. But then I wanted to, you know how you listen to something a couple times and you, the first time through, maybe it's not, but second time through, you find something that, well, you know, that's not too bad. And, hey, that's not too bad
either.
Okay.
Right. This didn't happen?
It didn't happen. No. All right. So the second time through, it was interesting. I mean, there's no love songs or music.
Right.
Or there's just...
No songs you think they're going to be around for the ages?
No, there's nothing that is really catchy on anything.
Okay.
But when I did listen to it the second time, I'm thinking, okay, they're trying to tell some kind of story here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I had to go read about it to figure out what the story is, and I'm not making this up. It's the it's about a giant king's mouth.
Okay.
And as near as I can tell, king's born, becomes king. What are you when you're prince, probably first, right?
I suppose, yeah.
All right, so he's born, becomes king.
Unless you're a usurper.
Yeah. Maybe he was an overachiever. He came out as king. I don't know. But anyway, so he's king, and he saves the city from an avalanche. There's an avalanche that happens, and he saves all the people.
Hmm.
And to reward him, they kill the king.
To reward who?
The king.
To reward the king, they kill the king.
They kill the king.
To reward the king, they kill the king.
Yeah.
To make him immortal or what?
Well, I guess to make him immortal.
Okay.
They kill him so they can immortalize his head. All right. So, okay. You know, I don't get the story.
This is the lips, after all.
This is the lips, okay? And so is all their stuff kind of off the wall? There's no
balance. Music is, but not the music isn't always. Sometimes can be kind of poignant. But, I guess they're known for not only weird music, but weird lyrics.
Weird stories?
Yeah, sometimes. Not always, but yeah.
Okay, and their first album was Soft Bulletin? Is that?
No, that was the one that first gave them critical acclaim. There's some good stuff on that, but...
There is.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was a concept
album. That was a concept album, too.
Okay.
About scientists trying to save the world from itself or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
All of our...
So not quite as strange as...
No, it was a little more mainline, I think. Not quite as strange as a king's being... A giant king, and that's how he saves the people.
No, you may be right. Yeah. Like I said, I've probably listened to it 4 times now.
Okay.
And I had to go read what the story was.
Yeah.
And I kind of understand... I can hear the elements of the story, but it's hard to understand the lyrics.
Okay.
Now, there is a lot of
techno. Sound effects kind
sound
of thing.
Sound effects and the thing. And the song I like best. So there was one song that did kind of resonate with me.
Really?
Okay. It's called Electric Fire.
Electric Fire. Okay.
Now, again, I couldn't understand the words or anything, but at the end of it, the lips use a lot of plugging an amp in and out, you know, the popping sound that you would get, and just the feedback.
Static and
everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably the last 20 seconds of the song. I said, man, that's kind of cool.
The last 20 seconds.
Okay.
So out of the whole album, 20 seconds worth of decent stuff?
Yeah, that I remember. Nothing else struck me.
Nothing else struck you. Okay.
About the thing.
Okay.
And it was...
not one of their more memorable efforts.
Well, maybe to you it would be.
Maybe a Flip Lips fan. Okay.
Being a Lips fan.
They had have a special guest, too, right? From The Clash. Mick Jones from The Clash. Lead guitarist for The Clash.
Okay. He was featured. I kept reading he was featured. I'm thinking Mick... And I'm thinking Mick Jagger.
Right.
Okay. When I said, boy, Rolling Stones, so this can't be too bad. There'd be something that I can tap along to here. And I just never found it, but that's why. And The Clash was kind of a...
More punk.
Okay, but similar to the lips, to some weird...
Lips are weird. Clash was punk. No, I don't know if I would.
Because Clash had some stuff that people would know. Or
yeah.
They may not know it was Clash. But
yeah, the London Calling album had some famous songs. And
right.
Rocking the Casbah. And they got top 40 stuff. So, back in the days of MTV, I think that's when they were riding the crest of their popularity.
Okay, he was part, Mick Jones was part of that.
Yes. Joe Strummer.
Yeah, because they did an album. Remember Cut the Crap?
Cut
the Crap?
I don't remember that.
It was bad.
I just remember London Calling. It was a double album, and it was good. Okay. A lot of good music on there. Okay. So anyway, Mick the lead singer now on this album? Or is
no,
it
because,
you know, Wayne has the off-key type vocals, very...
Can't sing, you
Dr.
mean?
Jim has a hard time listening to him.
No, he's the narrator. There's a lot of narrating. A
lot of narration. Interesting. About the king and his...
About the giant king.
About the giant king and saving the village
and
having his head cut
off. Now, okay, the world is weird. We know that. There's a lot of strange things that happen to the world. And I think the lips just kind of want to roll with that. And just some,
how
strange things can be. But that, you know, how do you come up with that kind of story?
Drugs?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Well, that had to be it.
It had to be.
So going for them. But it was, I'm glad I listened to it. So
it was interesting.
It was interesting. Kind of broadened my music. Yeah.
Your music palette.
Now, I'm glad I didn't spend any money. On CD for it.
So if you can listen to it for free. Right, so your rating is if you can listen to it for free, go give it a try, right?
It kills an hour.
On a scale of 1 to 5, I think that's what Rolling Stone uses for their music. How many stars?
Oh, boy.
5 being the best, obviously.
I mean, you know.
One?
Maybe a 1. Because they did put some effort into it.
Okay. Okay.
They get something for trying.
All right.
But it just was not my.
Go out and listen to the Soft Bulletin next. If you haven't listened to it.
I will do that.
That's got some interesting stuff on it.
I will do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the music review, Rev D.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help you.
A one-star album. That was where we we contributed.
But you know, I will say for people who follow the Lips, it's what was their first one? Their first soft.
No, and Soft Bulletin was the one that put them on the map. That was critically acclaimed.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So. That this has been what they said. This is their best album since Soft Bulletin.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because
they had a couple gems after that too.
I mean, they did.
I guess
gems is all relative.
So Dave just played me a song from the new Lips album, The Electric Fire?
Electric Fire, featuring Mick Jones.
Featuring Mick Jones.
Yes.
And I got to say, it's pretty cool. And I think it's all kind of coming together now for me. I think they're trying to capitalize on the whole Game of Thrones
popularity.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah, this epic story of a king. And the music sounded kind of epic, too, I thought. So.
Yeah, kind of... what'd you call it? Eclectic?
Eclectic.
Yes, very eclectic. That's what I would call it, too.
So Dave gives it one star. I'm going to give it, you know, based on just one song, at least a 3 out of 5. So we'll see. Go out there and give it a listen. Spotify. Flaming Lips. On the other end of our line... Guess who it is?
Is it the coach?
It's the coach.
Hey, coach.
That's me out here portraying myself as a wholesale man at the moment. But
how's your Friday going?
It's going good.
We just got the big deal. Is that why you had to put us on hold?
Yeah, we were just consummating a $300 purchase here. We bought a 2010 Civic. It's 170,000 miles or so, and it's did some damage on the front end, so we have to get all our business conducted before it gets dark out because we have no headlights.
Headlights are overrated anyway, Joe.
That's right. So is air conditioning, apparently. It doesn't have any air either.
It's a nice option, but you don't have to have it.
And someone's going to sell this car for a profit.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's the middleman.
Good luck.
Selling that for a profit, coach.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's right. Hey, if it still runs, somebody's going to be happy with it.
Well, thanks for joining us for our annual, we're going to make it annual, Artsy Fartsy Show. Dave just gave a riveting review of the Flaming Lips new CD. What's it called? The King's Head?
King's Lip. King's Mouth?
The King's Lips?
King's Mouth. King's Mouth.
The Flaming Heads did The King's Lips.
I don't know. Yeah, it was a great album, though. Everybody go out and buy it.
And we understand you've got a movie review for us.
I do. The family, we went last, was it Saturday night, and we watched the movie yesterday.
Yesterday.
I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
No.
Yes, we have. I have.
Yeah? What did, I got to ask the Beatles?
It's set over in England, and... the premise of the movie is this guy is a struggling entertainer, a guitar player, singer, songwriter, and he plays at different clubs. He's really not getting anywhere. He's also been educated as a teacher, and his manager is a girl who he's known since they were in high school together. She's always been in his corner trying to get him over the top, and she's also a teacher, and his career is he goes to a small music festival, and he's relegated to the kids' tent, and he's just had enough. And he tells her that he's going to give up the singing and songwriting and go back to being a teacher. She's trying to convince him not. So that night he's driving home on his bicycle, and they have a blackout throughout the whole world. and you know, there's like a 12-second blackout. All the electricity, all the lights, everything goes down. And as he's driving, there's a bus coming to the intersection, and he gets hit by the bus. And he wakes up in the hospital, and he's got knocked out a couple teeth and broken wrist, I think. And so anyways, he comes out of gets out of the hospital, and he starts, he's over at his parents' house. He says, well, play a song for us. And he plays, I think he plays Yesterday on the piano. And they go, you wrote that? That's the most beautiful song I've ever heard in my life. And he goes, no, he says, the Beatles wrote that. And they didn't know who the Beatles were. The Beatles, you know. And so, again, the premise of the movie is no one in the world knows anything about the Beatles after this blackout but him. So what he does is he goes playing in these clubs, and people are raving over him now. And this guy starts recording him, and then Ed Sheeran, you know, the pop guy, the singer,
yeah,
he gets wind of him, and he takes him under his wing, and he's the opening act for Ed Sheeran at the concerts. And so he gets, I mean, he really takes off. So that's kind of the premise of the movie, and I don't want to tell you anymore, but it continues on, and it's really a good movie. It's a good movie for the whole family, and it's different because it's not, it's kind of a little bit of different premise, you know, and it's very well done. So I would highly recommend it, especially if you like Beatles music.
Now, was he, the guy have a good voice? I mean, was the music good?
Yeah,
good covers?
Nice voice.
Yeah. So they did a nice job with the music,
and, you know,
then.
What you come to realize, or I did anyways, watching this movie, is how large a catalog of songs that the Beatles really have.
Oh, and they do.
In such a short period of time.
Yeah.
And how young they were when they recorded all that. How I guess, worldly or insightful or old souls that they had at such a young age, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if you get this in any of the cars that you take in, but the Sirius XM, the Beatles channel, you know, and to think that they have their own channel devoted to them. And, you know, for the most part, it's, I would say probably, 90-95% Beatles, actual Beatles doing things. So it is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Yeah.
And Joe, I don't know, listening to your story, I don't know if this is a movie or another Flaming Lips
concept album.
Concept album.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like the lips.
This stuff all kind of blends together.
It sure does. So two thumbs up. Now, did you go with Tammy and any of the kids?
Yeah. My daughter Jess, who's 13, and John, our teenager, we all liked it.
Good.
Yeah, we all enjoyed it.
All generations. I'd like to say, well, we're introducing a new generation of the Beatles music, but Beatles music is still out there. I don't think you have to introduce them. It is timeless, yeah.
Yeah, it
very
really
cool.
Is, yeah.
Well, good.
Killer, Joe, sleep with both eyes open right now.
Oh, boy.
What's his name?
Kim?
Kim. He's been shooting off rockets again.
Rocket Man.
Watch your step, boys.
Rocket Man is back.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Coach?
Well, keep the rubber side down.
All right. Catch you guys later.
If you can find a better podcast, listen to it.
Music by Detroit's own The Renfields.